Wedding Present auf Flux FM mit Bear. Heute Abend spielt die Band schon im wunderschönen Privatclub. Jetzt sind sie aber erstmal hier und stellen dort und vor allem auch bei uns jetzt das neue Album, das 9. Album Going Going vor. Und für dieses Album wurde sogar Filmmaterial aufgenommen.
Bei uns im Studio ist jetzt David Gedge, quasi der Erfinder der Kapelle und der Chef der Band. Wir sprechen über Amerika-Reisen, über die Verschmelzung von Bild und Ton auf LP Nummer 9. Wir sprechen über Wedding Present Comics und Touren mit jüngeren Musikern und ach, alles, was uns einfällt. Welcome. Hello, David.
Hello, thanks
Good
for
to have
me.
You here. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You just arrived from Hamburg, we heard. It was really close.
Yeah, literally stepped out of the car and I'm in the studio.
So congrats on your long player number 9, Going Going. It's very good work. Especially the instrumental part, the beginning of it. You started working.
You don't like the singing.
Yeah, I like the singing as well. Okay. So, but I'm really into the instrumental stuff on the beginning. It's quite big.
Yeah.
So, especially the first song. So, you started working on these songs after being inspired by a trip through the US with the artist Jessica McMillan, who worked with videos while being on the road.
Yeah.
When did you realize that you want to put out the record with her shots film, with her film shots, to accompany the new music?
It kind of evolved over the years, really. It's been quite a long time since the last album. I think that was 2012. So, obviously, it's been, you know, 4 years. It's been quite a long project. And at first I didn't really know, you know, what we were going to do other than I wanted to make something that was a bit different from just a normal album, you know. We wanted to do something a bit more special. And then we did this trip across America and it all kind of fell into place, you know. We traveled through 20 states and took photographs and films, and I thought, oh, we could do 20 tracks here, and each of the tracks is named after a location in the United States. So it's like a road trip, you know, really. And then we did the videos. And so I suppose, you know, it wasn't like a decision where we thought, okay, here's what we're going to do. It's just, you know, ideas came all the time. And we thought, okay, well, we could do a DVD version, you know, and do, you know, just okay, inspiration from like a journey. So it's like it's a physical journey through America, but also it's like a story as well with the lyrics, I think. And so they're kind of well connected. Are you going to translate all that into German now?
No, our listeners are really good in English, so yeah, they understood all that. No, as you said, all the 20 songs, they're all connected to each other. Mm-hmm. Are they chronologically on the record? So you started out with your journey, and that's the first song, and then you go along?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, we actually, it was a bit similar, because in 1992 we did 12 singles in a year, and we did one a month. And we kind of wrote them and recorded them and released them as the year progressed. And it was kind of similar with this, although we actually started, you know, the first song that we did on the project was Two Bridges, which ended up being the fifth track. Because originally I was thinking New York to LA, but then I had the idea about the instrumental kind of introduction in a way, because I think, you know, because there's 20 tracks on the album, it gives you more space to experiment and try different ideas. And so I was like, it'd be quite cool to have this overdrawn kind of long instrumental introduction to the album. So then I went back to the very northeast of America and started in Maine. And so we added that. So apart from that, the rest of them kind of fell into place chronologically. So we, you know, we were writing them and then arranging them and then eventually recording them in order, really.
As you said, the album starts with a rather long instrumental introduction or beginning. Mm. You're a guitarist, of course, but you're also the singer. Why would you do that? So do you want to make people aware that it's about a mood, that it's about,
I think so, yeah,
getting them used that there's films to it? Or
I think it creates the scene, really. And I think especially because when we started with Two Bridges, which is the fifth track, as I say, the kind of four or five tracks after that, all quite rocky and poppy and sort of typical wedding present style. So I thought maybe for the first ones it would be good to do something completely different and maybe even surprise people, you know. Although there are some kind of references to my other band, Cinerama. I don't know if you know Cinerama, my other group. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a few suggestions of that as well. But yeah, it was just to kind of, you know, have a backdrop, you know, before, you know, the actual lyrical part of the LP begins.
You already have played shows with the movie screening while you're playing live, right?
Yeah.
So do you use it tonight?
No. It was just a special kind of like a week of concerts in the United Kingdom just to kind of celebrate the release, really. I wouldn't mind doing it again at some point, but yeah, that was just specifically for that kind of tour, really.
Okay, also heute Abend werdet ihr die Videoinstallation dazu quasi nicht sehen, aber wir reden gleich noch weiter mit David Cage. The Wedding Present spielen wir euch jetzt erstmal, und zwar mit dem neuen Song Rachel. So we could... The Wedding Present, Rachel auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen sie übrigens noch im Privatclub, und dafür haben wir gleich dann auch noch Tickets für euch.
The song we just listened to was called Rachel. Could you tell us the story about this song?
Well, it kind of fits into the whole story of the lyrics, really. I won't explain the whole thing because it's quite a long story, but that is kind of one of the characters. And but also, it's the name of a town, obviously. I think it's in Nevada. That we drove through, and it's quite an interesting place. It's near where the UFOs are supposedly kept. Is it Area 51?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's an interesting part of the world, really. But and also there was a waitress
called Rachel in Rachel.
A dime? No, in Los Angeles, actually called Rachel. So there's loads of little things with this LP that all kind of fit into place, and there's little references to previous LPs and other songs and other lyrics and other, you know, music and stuff. So it's that's why it took so long, I think. It was a lot of work.
Yeah. So as we said, all these songs are accompanied by videos. How do you imagine people listening to this record? All the videos are up on YouTube, I think.
That's a very good question. I'd be interested to know, really, because they're not like promotional videos. It's not like a band playing the music. They're all very... They've been described as kind of ambient, kind of moving photographs in a way. So it's just like a scene. Mm-hmm. But instead of it just being a photograph, it's actually it's the sea, or it's a river moving. They're all connected by water. There's usually a liquid theme running through it as well. So I don't know. I guess I've kind of watched them on my TV at home, and it's I suppose it's just a different way of experiencing the medium. I mean the weird thing for me is once you kind of sort of watch the videos along with the music, you start to connect it in some way, even if you know, there's no connection planned. You kind of think, oh, wait a minute, that's almost in time. You know, these waves are breaking in time with the music, and it kind of gives you a different interpretation of the song, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, it sets the mood. I mean, when I watched the video to Bear, there's really nothing much happening, but it reminded me of this, you know, this bonfire DVDs that you can buy, or the aquarium DVDs.
Yeah.
And similar, it just really, it sets a mood, and it gives you a certain feeling for the song.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So your band has always been one of the few indie bands in the true sense of the word. You've already released stuff on your own label back in 87. Mm-hmm. How important was making that very first step on your own for the band and for the following years?
Well, I think to me it's always been an obvious thing. You know, I think as an artist, once you've sort of created something, you want to control that, and you want to be able to, you know, so make sure it's to your taste, and you know, you don't want, you know, last thing I want is to go into meetings with business people who say, you can't do this, you can't do that, you've got to remix this, you've got to sell it in a certain way. And so I think the obvious way for me was always to have my own label, and which we, you know, we have again now, and we had at the beginning. And in the meantime, we were on major labels, but we always made sure we had the same control over the you know, the recordings and the artwork and the films and stuff. So I just think, it's just an obvious thing to me. I can't understand. I mean, I can understand why people do it if somebody offers you a lot of money. But to me, that, you know, that's not the kind of most important thing. And I'm quite proud of the series of records that the Wedding Present have made over the years. Mm. And I think part of that quality has come because we've, you know, done it ourselves rather than in consultation with some business people, really.
And is this indie thing, is this something you're aware of? I mean, when bands start out these days, that's probably totally different from in 87. Mm. And bands these days, they have so much possibilities, and at the same time, there's so many things they can't do. I mean, there's so many bands that they probably might be overlooked. So do you have any tips, any... What would you do if you would start a band in 2016?
Well, obviously the main thing now, well, it's basically technology has changed completely in the 30 years since the wedding present started. And on the one hand, that has made it easier to write and record and, and you know, make records, basically, and it's cheaper, and you can do it in your bedroom now and stuff. But on the other hand, it means that, nobody pays for music anymore, really. So there's kind of a huge drop in income that's been... And you were saying, you know, like, for independent music nowadays, I think it's kind of everybody's independent now because there's no record labels. There's, like, three major record labels left in the world.
That's true.
And if you're lucky to be signed to one of those, okay, you know, you'll probably get promoted in the traditional way. But for everybody else, I think it's all about kind of doing it yourself anyway now, really. And that's... But that is the beauty of the internet. I think, you know, you can be a new band and you can be online in half an hour. You know, you can, in the old days, it was like, you know, buying a music paper and reading about a band and then going to the record shop and trying to find their record. And, we don't have it. Or where can I get it? I don't know. Now you just, you know, Google, it's there. You can enjoy the music. And so that's obviously a good thing.
Yeah. So would you start a band now? If you'd start out now?
I think I probably would, because I think I'm, you know, I've done nothing else really in my life, so I can't imagine what I would, you know, what I would do if I didn't do this, really. So I probably would. I'd just be a lot poorer, I think, than I was when we started.
So we're almost coming to an end with this interview, but let's have a quick word on Tales from the Wedding Present. We found those comics. What's that about? That's the story of the band.
We had a bass player called Terry who was in the band for about 14 years. And during that time, she had this idea to write my biography.
Mm.
So she interviewed me and interviewed my parents and a lot of people. And she gathered all this information together and went away and started to write it. And then it didn't really kind of gather momentum. And she left the band, so we didn't really, you know, keep in touch so much. And it was a shame because at some point we decided it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But we thought, oh, we've got all these great stories that you've worked on. Maybe we could find a use for them. And I had a friend who's a comic book artist. So we started sending him the text for him to make the stories. And the result is the comic now that we do three times a year. Which is basically my autobiography in comic book form, I suppose. So,
it's very cool.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. You know,
where can fans get them? Do we have them at the merch table?
We sell them at concerts, okay. And also on our website and stuff.
So you can buy it tonight in your show. And so now we have some tickets. also anrufen. Wir schicken euch in den Privatclub zu The Wedding Present. 030 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. 030 2000 9000. Und die wundervolle Jasmin wird dann rangehen. Aber jetzt haben wir noch einen Song auf der Scheibe. Und zwar You're Jane or is it Eugene?
Eugene.
Okay.
Like, me Tarzan, Eugene.
Okay. So, and we have the German version of it.
Yeah.
So, what's the story about that?
At the time we recorded this, our bass player was from Switzerland. And I've always been interested in recording in different languages. I've done ones in French and Welsh. And I thought Spanish. It might be nice to do one in German, really. So because she was there, it was convenient for her to translate the lyrics and help me with the singing. But as I was saying off air, it was actually she's Swiss rather than German. So I hope it sounds doesn't sound too like Swiss German.
And did that repel you from the German language, or do you want to further improve it?
I did it at school for a year and I found it very difficult.
Oh yeah, it's quite difficult.
With all the tenses and the grammar, I think, I think the pronunciation is easy compared to French, for instance, because I don't know what I'm saying, oh, it's a bit boring, French, is it? But yeah, no, it kind of put me off with all the genders and the
David, thank you so much for being here. The Wedding Present heute Abend im Privatclub. Geht hin?
Und Tickets gibt's unter 030 2000 9000. Wir hören rein in die deutsche Version von Eugene, The Wedding Present. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.